I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we move from Jorge Horda to a more important and contemporary name, as we are pleased to bring in Danny Hultson from the Chicago Cubs. One of the best stories in baseball in a long time. If you don't like this story, there is something emotionally missing for you. Danny, thank you so much for joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. And your first experience at home, first of all, at Wrigley Field, just checking out the digs, pretty impressive, isn't it?
Oh, extremely impressive. Yeah, you'd figure that this being an older stadium, that the amenities would be older too. But no, this place is incredible. It's much, much bigger than I thought. It's a dream come true to be able to be here.
Yeah, you're here at a good moment in terms of that stuff. They've really revamped the clubhouse and everything like that over the course of the Theo Epstein regime. Your last 8 years, what are some of the conditions that you're thinking about that were rough? Some clubhouses, some bus rides, or everything in between, probably?
Unfortunately, it's been too many training rooms. It's been too many 2-pound weights and rubber band exercises and mobility exercises. When I think of the past 8 years, unfortunately, I would have loved for it to be those memories to be actually going out there and pitching, but it's unfortunately been a lot of training rooms, a lot of doctor's offices, a lot of waiting rooms, that type of thing. So I'm glad to be in the clubhouse and not in the training room as much anymore.
Danny, what kept you going? I mean, two significant shoulder operations. Normally, the rule of thumb is after one, it's like the guy goes back and gets his degree like you did. But you managed to do both. You looked toward the future by going back and finishing college, and then you continued your career. Where did that desire come from to try to continue to do this?
So I don't want to live in regret. I don't want to look back in 20 years and say, like, wow, what if I kept going? What if I had tried? What if I had done a little bit more? I was always confident that I'd be able to get here, or else honestly, I wouldn't have even tried. I was always believed in myself, but you know, the reality of it actually happening was seriously up in the air. But I always wanted to give myself every possible chance that I could make it. And so in 20 years, I could, you know, even if it hadn't happened, I could say that I did everything in my power that I could possibly do to get here. And, I'm very, very lucky and very, very happy to say that I've made it, and I have zero regrets about it, everything.
You were the dude in 2011. You were the number two pick in the draft. You were picked in front of a lot of other great players that have gone on to great careers over the last 9 years. Did you carry yourself like a Verlander or one of those great pitchers that were drafted back in the day? Was there a different characteristic about you? Was there a different persona about you before you had to go through these tough life situations to continue your career?
Yeah, looking back on that, I'm frankly a little embarrassed about how I handled it, because I put way too much pressure on myself. I put way too much emphasis on what other people thought. You know, being drafted that high, I really wanted to, I felt like I had to, you know, be the shining star of everything I did. I felt like I had to impress people. I felt like I had to be the best of the best all the time. I felt like, you know, on the mound, I felt like I had to strike people out. I felt like I had to, you know, throw 100 miles an hour and dominate every time I went out there. And looking back on that, I really, really cared too much about what other people thought. And that led to some problems, honestly, is that I cared about what other people thought. So I did too much all the time. I stressed out all the time, caring about what other, you know, people thought of, you know, my performance that day or my work ethic or whatever it may be. And I really wish I didn't handle it that way, because I didn't want to be the high draft pick that didn't work out. I didn't want to be the bust. I didn't want to be the guy that people thought shouldn't have been picked there. I felt like I had to prove myself every time I went out there by, either, you know, striking people out or having a zero ERA. And that attitude led me down a bad, bad path. So that was kind of the attitude I had towards it. And I was embarrassed about how I handled it, and I didn't want to talk to people about it. I isolated myself and threw some arm issues that I really should have spoke up about, because I didn't want to be the guy that got hurt. And that was another bad aspect of that mentality. So if I could do it all over again, I'd definitely do things differently.
Well, you can't do it all over again, but what you did is you just kept going. And to be able to be 29 and say that you don't have any regrets about what you've done as you have learned those lessons and kept going is a pretty remarkable place to be, Danny. It's really cool to hear you talk about it. Along that way, when you were trying to build your arm back and build your strength back and your confidence back, were there moments where you thought, I can't do it? And were there people, specific people, that helped get in your ear or get in your head and say, oh, yes, you can?
Yeah, so I've told this story before, but it was actually kind of eye-opening. So after my second surgery, I went back to school and finished up classes, and our coaches and trainers at UVA were unbelievably generous with their time and efforts and helped me get back to where I was. And I remember it was my last – we had planned out a day of throwing that was kind of be like a bigger day of, you know, long toss and then like a – bullpen type of thing. And I was throwing with our trainer, who's a good athlete, but he's not a baseball player by any means. And we were long tossing, and he was flicking the ball to me, and I was putting everything I had behind it, and it felt great. My arm felt great, but it wasn't coming out very good. And he was flicking it when I was putting everything behind it, and he was catching, you know, my max effort throws with somewhat of ease. And that was kind of a moment where I was like, geez, I feel great. You know, I know I've done everything I possibly can to be healthy, but, you know, this might not be in the cards of, you know, if no offense to our trainer, and I love the guy to death, and he'll admit it, that if he's catching this with that much ease, then, you know, I may not be able to go get people out right now. So moments like that where you kind of you lose a little bit of your confidence, you lose a little bit of your swagger of the mentality that to go out there and, you know, let it rip, or I can do this, I can get people out, I can pitch professionally, whatever it may be. There have been dozens of those throughout the whole process, but I remember that one specifically of having, you know, really proud of myself that, you know, I was, you know, I, my arm was feeling good, and I was happy with where I was at, and I was, you know, doing everything I could control to get myself healthy. But throwing that kind of session, it was like, geez, this may not be in the cards for me. But, you know, the conversations, obviously, certainly with my mom, my dad, my family, and, you know, really close friends, just over these past few, several years, that I could write a novel about all of that. And that's one of those things that I've reflected on, about how lucky I am to have such a supportive cast of people around me, that certainly I would not be here without them.
Danny Hulton of the Chicago Cubs joining us for just a couple more minutes on Inside the Clubhouse. Danny, what is the bullpen fun and mentality like out there with so many guys that have been through the wars for a million years, a million baseball years for sure, when you have guys like Cishek and Pedro Strop, and now you got Kimbrel out there? I mean, it's a list of guys that have been there and done it for the last 10, 12 years.
Oh, it's been so much fun. I'm still riding on cloud nine here. I'm just trying to soak in every moment of it, because, I know that this wasn't a guarantee. This was not an easy path to get here. And that's some of the best advice I've gotten from those guys is, I mean, everyone's been in those shoes of being up for the first time and, you know, battling through whatever they had to battle through to get there. And, really just sitting down and not forgetting about how you got there. And that's been really, really helpful is going out there, soaking it in, like literally just looking around stadiums and looking around Wrigley Field and just kind of embracing that, you know, all the work that you did to get here, you know, you should be proud of yourself. You should enjoy it. But also at the same time, you're here to do a job. You're here to get people out. And that has been really helpful, is to just sit down and just take a moment and be like, this is it. This is what you've worked for. Just go out there and enjoy it.
If anybody didn't see Danny Holton's first appearance in the bigs, he came in and hit Christian Yelich, and then you gave up a single to Ben Gamel, but then you struck out the next three guys. That must have been awesome. 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the inside corner to get Corey Spangenberg swinging. I know that you've been on the injured list a couple times this year with the minors, but now here you are. What's the reality of what you think you can do at this point or next year in terms of how many times a week you can pitch and sort of the prognosis in that regard?
I haven't really thought a whole lot about next year. I know that, you know, with my arm history and with the few innings that I've pitched over the past few years, I know I'll be, you know, somewhat limited in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what that may be, but I just know that I'll be ready when my name's called, and I'll be however many times or how often per week that is. We'll figure that out later, but I just know that whenever my name is called, I will be ready, and I will be pumped up to be out there.
Danny, thanks for joining us, and it's a great pleasure as a baseball fan, and you know, most baseball people and fans are romantics when it comes to the game, and your story is one of the best ones that I know, and all I can do is wish you the very best and hope it's a long and healthy career the rest of the way. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Clubhouse today.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Danny Holton of the Chicago Cubs, and you know, if you don't love great stories and baseball, I think they go together with all the fantasy movies that we see and all the great things about the game and the, you know, the emotional attachment of families and you know decades of families being involved in the game. To see a guy like this is just, I mean, there's no way to be sarcastic about this guy's situation and where he's come from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.